listening.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Texas has filed state litigation against a New York doctor under the terms of its pro-life heartbeat law.
The lawsuit accuses New York doctor Margaret Daly Carpenter of violating Texas law by providing the drugs through telemedicine to a Texas patient. They are seeking up to $250,000. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said the 20-year-old woman who received the pills ended up in a hospital with complications.
That's correspondent Ed Donahue reporting. ABC News has agreed to pay $15 million toward Donald Trump's presidential library to settle a lawsuit over anchor George Stephanopoulos' inaccurate on-air assertion that the president-elect had been found civilly liable for sexually assaulting writer E. Jean Carroll. Israel's former ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says with the ouster of Bashar al-Assad this week, it's likely Syria will descend into civil war.
As the Druze and the Christians who hate Hezbollah are going to start picking them off one by one, watch it happen. And, you know, if we can interdict the chemical weapons, the United States can take care of ISIS. We wish these guys all the best. The idea is they hate Iran.
Dr. Oren spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. A large number of mysterious drones have been reported flying over parts of New Jersey in recent weeks. They've now more recently been spotted over New York City. The FBI is among several agencies investigating and has asked residents to share videos, photos, and other information they may have about the drones. Elon Musk says the Securities and Exchange Commission wants him to pay a penalty or face charges involving what he disclosed about his purchases of Twitter stock before he bought the social media platform in 2022. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right now, with an important...
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
The World Bank forecasts that Myanmar's economy will contract this year as flooding and fighting take a severe toll nearly 4 years after the military ousted its government headed by Aung San Suu Kyi.
The bank said about a fifth of all built structures and a tenth of Myanmar's roads have been damaged by widespread flooding during a typhoon that swept through the country in September. It said fighting between the military and opposition forces remains fierce in some parts of the country, disrupting farming and manufacturing. Overall, it said the economy will likely contract 1% in annual terms in the second quarter of 2025. Bob Agner reporting.
Members of Venezuela's political opposition who have been sheltering for months in the Argentine diplomatic compound in the capital Caracas are trying to grow a sense of urgency among the governments working to secure their safe departure from their home country. News and analysis at townhall.com. There has been another impeachment vote to remove South Korea's president.
With 204 votes in favor, South Korea's parliament has impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol over his stunning and short-lived martial law decree. Yoon's presidential powers and duties are now temporarily suspended. Prime Minister Han Duk-soo is taking over. Outside parliament, crowds roar and wave glow sticks, celebrating another defiant moment. South Korea's constitutional court now has up to 180 days to dismiss Yoon as president or restore his power. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Despite 2 weeks of UN-sponsored talks in Saudi Arabia's Riyadh, the participating 197 nations failed to agree on a plan to deal with global droughts made longer and more severe by a warming climate. More on these stories at townhall.com.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Dry for the rest of the afternoon on this Saturday with temperatures hovering close to 40. There will be an increase in cloud cover tonight with a low down to 30 and a cloudy Sunday to wrap up the weekend with late day showers and a high of 41. More rain will fall into the start of the week on Monday. It will get warmer with a high headed to 51. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now, they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Weather's changing. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Super Citizen Radio with Pat and Valerie McDonough is brought to you by Super Citizen Radio. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time now for Super Citizen Radio with Pat and Valerie McDonough.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Super Citizen with Pat Mulder McDonough and Valerie Scully McDonough, and even
Michelle
will join us tonight. Like, I don't know, I can't think of a third person. I'll just give her a regular. Michelle Ava Gardner is here. So anyway, the truth is out there, but we're not hearing it. We're not hearing anything. This is really strange about these drones. This is one of the most mysterious, unusual, and frankly, goofy, crazy story of events related to America that I can ever recall. You know, it's like there are so many questions, and it's very weird. All of a sudden, we have strange UFOs in the sky. They're not the real flying saucers. We've had the real flying saucers forever. In fact, Valerie was abducted, and they returned her immediately. She started bossing around the aliens, scaring the hell out of the little grays, and she broke their starliner, so they put her back immediately. But anyway, we just got used to the UFOs. I was talking to Bigfoot the other day, and he said, his name is Bob, by the way, and he said that he had it figured out. But it is a very strange situation. It's a very strange situation because we're in the age of drones. Valerie and I were at a ball game in Norfolk where the Orioles A-team, their number one minor league team, plays baseball, great baseball team, and we were there, and a drone
came over top of the stadium, and they turned the game off. All the players left the field, and it was one little drone. And it was there for about 15 minutes, and then it left. Like some goofball decided to take a drone from probably outside the stadium. But they were concerned about safety, you know, with 20,000 people and ballplayers on the field. Because you don't know. You never know. You never know. But now we're talking about, I don't know if I should say thousands, but hundreds. It's a lot of these things, and they're as big as SUVs. They're as big as SUVs. Now, I would say there's a couple things that are obvious. If you have a drone as big as an SUV, number one, it takes some technology to get something like that up in the air and to keep it up in the air and to control its movement. That doesn't come cheap. Now, there's a multitude of these things, so whoever is managing this, whoever is in control, has some money. It's not a bunch of kids down the street, because these things are in the six figures at least. They're big, and they have to have a technology that's advanced to do all the stuff they do, the speeds, the maneuverability, the changes. And a month ago, there was a whole bunch of them in Virginia. I forgot the name of the base, but it's right where the CIA is located. There's a big missile base and stuff there. I don't know if it's a missile base. It's an air base. But there was a whole bunch of them there for a week. It's not like they come and they go. Now, so the technology here is advanced, and it's not a bunch of kids. It's somebody who knows what they're doing and somebody who has some power and some money to do it. That's number one. That's point number one. Point number two is if it was an enemy, an adversary like China, Iran, Russia, or California, it would be a why would they come right out and show themselves? They would do something more secretive, like the Chinese balloon. They wouldn't. And the other thing is, they're all over the place. They were in California. There was an incident in California at Vandenberg Air Force Base, which is a massive base out in California, and they also have missiles there. And they had a drone, and they caught the guy that had the drone, and he was Chinese. He was 44 years old. And it wasn't one of the big drones. It was a little drone. And they caught him, and they locked him up. So people say, well, there are these, you know, all these Chinese came across the border. Biden, the traitor, let them all come across the border. Thousands of Chinese, you know, they weren't Chinese families like the Mexican families. They were military-age Chinese guys coming across the border. And they're all over the country, obviously. They're spread out everywhere. I mean, are they lifting these things up? Or are they placing them in the air? We don't know. So the second question is, why would it be an adversary being so obvious out front? Because at some point, the government's going to wake up and shoot one down or take one down. Let me tell you, we have the technology to take these things down. And we don't have to blow them up. We can take them down. We can disable them. We can take them down, and we can take control of the guidance. I was heard that on the TV show that the tech guy was on there, and he said, we can take them down. And we're not taking them down. We're not bothering with them. You know, and I was saying to Valerie today, like they said there were 15 of them around Montpass or something, New Jersey, and people saw. What if that was? Now, we're not sure what these. The mystery of the things throws us off a little bit. But what if it was 15 helicopters, 15 black helicopters? Everybody would be in a panic. Now, these things may be even more dangerous or different than a helicopter. And maybe because we don't know what they are, we're certainly frightened by them and concerned about them. But if there were 15 helicopters floating around Baltimore County, people would be up in arms. Everybody would be out in the streets. The phones would be ringing off the hooks. You know, I mean, what is happening? So that's the second thing, the fact that they're here in large numbers. And they've been here for a little while. They seem to be picking up. Now, are they going to pick up even more? Are there going to be more and more places? We have to watch this thing. But anyway, they had that admiral on who represents the military, or he represents Biden, or both. I'm not sure. And this woman was questioning him at Fox, and she was giving it to him real good because he was giving her. He said, "We don't know where they're from. We don't know what they are, but we know they're not dangerous." And she said, "How do you know they're not dangerous if you don't know what they are and where they're from?" He said, "Well, we just feel that we've examined them, we've investigated, we're doing everything we can." And she said, "You know what the military budget is this year?" He said, "Yeah, it's almost $900 million. $900 billion, I'm sorry, $900 billion. She said, "You know why we give you $900 billion? To protect us, to defend America's shores. We want to know if there are weird things flying around. Why are you not taking care of this, and it's been happening?" And he said, "Well, we're working on it." She said, "Well, that's not good enough. That's not good enough." Which she's right. I agree. So this is occurring, and they flew around. They're all the way down, and they're in Maryland. They flew around Anne Arundel County. They flew around Hogan's house. And they actually landed and arrested him for corruption. They got out, and they said, "It's about time somebody did something." So what are you going to do? But anyway, so Valerie, let's start with you. What are some of your thoughts on what do you think these things might be, and what is it all about?
My thoughts on it are it's definitely some kind of surveillance. The other night, I think it was Thursday night, we had drones flying down in Bowley's quarters. At the same time, there were also drones flying in Moncton and different parts of the area of Baltimore County. You know, Andy Harris, a few months ago, he did an investigation. He wants to know what is going on with all these drones.
Well, by golly, if old Andy wants to know, we better get it done.
Well, guess what? He hasn't gotten a reply back. Neither has, you know, even Larry Hogan.
Well, I just did Larry Hogan.
I understand that, but he hasn't gotten any reply back. So when you see these people that are in, well, Larry's not in power, but Andy is not getting any question, not getting any answers.
The governor of New York, Kathy, whatever her name is, and the governor of Pennsylvania and the governor of New Jersey, all three have asked the White House to do something.
And the White House is doing nothing. But what was it? What was the part that bothered me the most was that the drones that were coming into Middle River, it's in the flight path of Warfield Air Base, and right next to that is another airport. Now, are they doing surveillance, or since they're flying over the water, are they putting chemicals into the water? Are they doing any spraying? We don't know what they're doing because you only see them at night.
Here's my response to your thoughts, which we don't know, so you're coming up with something. But the idea is, if it's surveillance, what are they doing? Are they flying over Bowley's quarters to see which houses are on the water? Or they want to see which houses have decks and which houses don't have decks? I mean, surveilling what?
But
there's nothing in Bowley's quarters except big pickup trucks, guys with tattoos, and a lot of great bars.
But the fact is, you can't see if people have decks. You can't see.
Who cares? I mean, my point is, what are they surveilling? There's nothing there to surveil.
No, but you know what I thought about on the way here, on the way over? You know, years ago, we all had these. When you went into the grocery store, you had to, in order to get a discount, you had to go and get one of their store cards. Okay, so they know
they're trying to get discounts.
No, so there's that store is storing your information. Now, this happened like 30, 40 years ago.
Okay, so they may have the technology to extract information.
And just think, people have bank cards.
Yeah, so I mean, maybe I could see them over our house. They want to get Pat and Valerie's information at the bank statement.
Yeah.
They might want to take our cat.
Oh no! Not little Junior. Please don't take Junior. But the truth of the matter is, you know the truth of the matter is, if you look at it, are they extracting our information as far as how much we make, how much
Valerie,
we do this?
The point is this: they can get that already. All they have to do is plug into the government computers, which they do on a regular basis, and they get all the information they want. I don't want to insult my brothers and sisters in Bowley's Quarters, but who the hell wants the information from the people living in East County?
Here's the problem. We have Warfield Air Base. They're flying in the flight path. These drones are actually in the flight path.
It's kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
And they're violating airspace. They're already violating federal law.
And we have Chopper 1 that takes off over at Martins. I mean, you see that going up. I mean, you can see where that is. You can see the helicopters.
But anyway,
you can see the planes.
Who knows? But the point is, like the lady was pointing out, and I think it's fair, that we have a right to know. That's their job. That's why we give them money. We are not supposed to be left out there in the air, so to speak, without any answers, right? Now, when we come back, Michelle has a theory that I think is pretty good.
Baltimore.
Do you have a pet? Did you know that pet ownership has estate planning consequences? Think about it. If you become unable to care for yourself, who's going to care for your pet? And if you die, who will become the owner of your pet? Does that person know your wishes? Will there be a dispute because you didn't make your desires known? And what if your pet should bite a person or someone else's animal? Did you know that your homeowner's insurance may not cover the cost of injuries caused by your pet? Stouffer Legal understands the risks and challenges of pet ownership as it relates to your wealth, and they can help you plan to protect your pets, your stuff, and the ones you love. Learn how you can be Stouffer Legal Safe at PlanBaltimore.com. View their online estate planning webinar to learn if your estate plan is all set. And if it's not, request a free estate planning review with an experienced Stouffer Legal attorney. Protect your pets, your human family, and your stuff. Visit PlanBaltimore.com so you can be Stouffer Legal Safe.
Looking to sell your home? Want to get top dollar? Hi, this is Vinny Steo with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Get multiple cash offers in minutes. Go to VinnySteo.com, type in your address, and start packing. Visit VinnySteo.com. That's VinnySteo.com.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show every Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County.
It's time to listen to you, the listeners. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. Baltimore is listening. Now, back to Super Citizen Radio with Pat and Valerie McDonough on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Okay, we are discussing the drones, and Valerie, you were making another point before we go to Michelle.
Yeah, when we had, years ago, when we had Isabel, there was a lot of pollution along the shorelines in different areas in the Middle River, and every now and then the county would come in and they would inspect the waters, and you would see signs all over the place, do not go in the water, we're testing the waters, we're testing this. With these drones, I don't see Baltimore County coming out or anybody coming out and saying, hey, there's drones in the area, this is what we're testing for, or this is what we're looking for.
Well, the county has no idea what's going on.
No, nobody, they don't even know.
They have 25 mayors in New Jersey who came together. The state police did a special summit, and they brought in all the elected officials in that part of New Jersey. It was like hundreds of elected officials, and the state police knew nothing. It was embarrassing when the mayors left. And they've had the mayors on CNN. They've had them on News World News. They've had them, and all the mayors and all are saying the same thing. The state does. So the local people know nothing. The state knows nothing. The members of, they've had members of Congress. They don't know anything. Like you talk about Andy, who knows something? And then this knucklehead Kirby, the representative of Biden, he knows nothing, but he's working on it.
And we know Joe Biden knows nothing because he never knew nothing.
Well, now Michelle, you had some thoughts on this.
I do. So, a flag was thrown up the other night when I heard that there was news of a hypersonic missile test that the U.S. did off the coast of Florida the other day.
Right.
So, I mean, what are we in now? We're in, like, a war with Russia, really. Because
we're in a Cold War with Russia, China,
yes.
Iran.
Because, you know, Biden allowed Ukraine to start throwing missiles into Russia, right?
And so let Iran do what it wanted to do.
Right. So it seems like all of this drone activity began after, it picked up right after all this. So what I think, this is just a hunch, that the government has picked up some kind of chatter that, there's going to be an attack on the U.S. and it's U.S. drones up in the air or U.S. aircraft surveilling our coasts and trying to keep us safe. They just don't want to tell us because if they do, there's going to be a panic. You know, I mean, look how we reacted to a possible strike with the shoremen. Everybody ran and raided the stores and bought all the water up and all the toilet paper, and they don't want to see a panic. So.
Well, there are a lot of people in military positions and other positions that I have seen, and I agree with you, I think it is related to the government.
Mm-hmm.
Because the government is too cocky and too comfortable
right.
with this whole situation. If it was an alien force, or if it was an enemy of the nation, and they're very cocky, and Kirby is saying things like, well, they're not enemies. There's no, and the Biden office did say there is no threat. So it's like, if you don't know anything, where they're from or you claim, like, we can trust you, the deep state, who can't trust the deep state? You know, the fact of the matter is, it may be the government. So the question would be, if we went down that road, what are the options as to why they would be doing it? Now, you pointed out they're doing stuff along the coast, as if some kind of threat is coming from the coast. Now, the hypersonic missile technology, Russia and China have it, we don't. We're working on it. We're building it, okay? We'll probably build a better hypersonic missile. If people don't know what a hypersonic missile is or hypersonic technology, our current missiles, I'm not sure whether they go 3,000 miles an hour, 2,500 miles an hour, something. They take 20 minutes to get to the United States from Russia, okay? Hypersonic missiles go 10,000 miles an hour. Mm. They go as fast as UFOs, and they can get here in seconds.
Right.
Now, hypersonic technology, there is a rumor that Russia or China or both have a new missile that orbits the Earth 24 hours a day, like a satellite. And this missile is hypersonic, which means it's orbiting the Earth and it can get to a target in less than a minute. If they want to release it over Washington, D.C. or New York City, there is no defense. Ronald Reagan talked about what they, sarcastically called Star Wars, but was a defensive missile system, which has been put in place, and we do use it. It's never been developed completely, but it can help against intercontinental missiles, ICBMs. There is no defense against hypersonics, okay? See, the American mind and the human mind are genius. We are the human beings with free will, and their brains are great at developing extinction.
Yeah.
You know, hypersonic missiles, drones, all kinds of stuff. The new technology. And what amazes me, there's a big article in today's Wall Street Journal, are we getting ready for World War III? And things are shaping up all over the world. There's a lot of hostility. There's a lot of violence. There's a lot of wars going on.
And Russia will already tell you that we are in World War III.
Russia and Putin has said we are headed for it. We are in it. And he wants to use nuclear weapons. Now, Trump made the comment, and I've heard it many times. They said when he was always asked, or he would volunteer the information, he would say, what was the thing that bothered you the most or troubled you the most when you were president? And he said, nuclear war. He said, it's the end. But people are throwing the word around, World War III. I heard it today a couple times in discussions between diplomats and pundits and commentators, as if, oh, it's just like World War II, or it's just like World War I. It'll come and it'll go, and somebody will win, and, I don't think so.
No.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. So it has to be avoided at all costs. But so the concept, and I agree with you on this, I think it must be our technology because they're too nonchalant. They're too comfortable.
And they're flying over a military bases. So just in that alone tells me that it has to be our government.
Well, on the UFO issue, one of the things about UFOs, the studies in 2017, the New York Times had a front page article that the government was actually studying the UFO issue, and it was now official. And we have had numerous congressional hearings, and there is a special unit now in the federal government. And when Trump gets in, it's going to blow up. It's going to be big about the UFOs. And the thing that one of the things that came out that was very interesting about the UFOs is that they are around military bases constantly. They are around our fleet out in the middle of the Pacific and the Atlantic Ocean. They call them Tic Tacs. They look like Tic Tacs. They fly 10,000, and they fly underwater, and they come out, and all this stuff. A lot of people have seen the videos 100 times. That guy, Elizondo, who was in charge of that department, had a best-selling book called Eminent. It was 2 months ago. It was the best-selling book in America, where he talks about all of this stuff. And but they were always around. And one base in Montana, a silo, they shut it down. The military security guards saw these UFOs around the base, and they turned off the missiles. They had the technology to turn off the missiles.
Now, I don't deny that, but I also understand that these drones, and I've seen videos of them, they look like they have aircraft lights to them, and a lot of people are saying,
"Yeah, they're natural. Yeah,
right.
It's like an air. It's something that America,
right?
If it was their drone system,
correct?
That's what they would put on there. That's what I say. Whenever you hear somebody talking about UFOs and they say they had lights that go on and off, UFOs would not have American lights on them or anything like that. But that is another hint, I think, that would indicate to some degree that is it's going to, and for some reason they are really withholding the information, and they are holding it back, and I think we're going to be shocked when we find out what it is, and it's going to come out.
Right, exactly.
Some journalist somewhere in fake news is going to find out what the heck it is. But it's interesting, and it's got to come out soon because the panic level
is increasing.
It's increasing dramatically, and people and it's one of the things that's really unusual and fascinating about it is it's a very rare kind of news story. I don't recall anything similar to this. You can talk about the Chinese balloon, but that was small. There was a lot of knowledge of what that was, although I have some knowledge about it, which I've shared before on this radio show, and I'll share it again in a few minutes. But there was never a tremendous panic. There was a little bit of a panic among the American people, and it was a big news story, but there was never a panic where all the sheriffs, all the mayors, all the legislators, all the everybody in the country except for the White House and the military apparently is shook up about this situation. They seem to be cocky confident. So I don't know. We'll have to see what happened. But the thing about that balloon, I was told by a guy, it was a friend of mine, who's former CIA, senior position, knows a lot of stuff, is still a contractor for the CIA. He said, you know, he said, that balloon was so dangerous. He said, he's going to tell you why. He said, you know, we're talking now in Maryland about the electric grid and all that.
Right.
He says, out west, the military has its own grid. They don't operate off our grid. And it's underground. And they said, the grid is hooked up to all the missile silo bases out west. And that's what they would never depend on our grid. They have to have and it's an upgraded grid. And where that balloon was over all of those grid systems out west than in the Midwest. And it apparently, he said, that he doesn't know that much, he said, but it apparently has technology to detect where the grids are located underground. And it was monitoring the grids. Now, why was it monitoring the grids? Because the Chinese want to know where the grids are, because they have technology that can knock the grids out, just like we can knock our regular electric grids out with a bomb. They have technology that can knock out the... And the missiles couldn't fly. We would have no missiles. He said, so the technology that was in that balloon, even though they shot it down, but that idiot Biden should have shot it down over Canada or over Alaska in the middle of the woods.
Well, he didn't because he's compromised.
But, well, you know. I think he hates America.
I think he's compromised. I think somebody has him by the...
Same thing.
Yeah.
Right. But here's the deal. So the technology already went back to China, so they know where everything is. Now, I asked him, I said... That balloon, as far as I know and what we know, it came out of China, across Russia, across the North Ocean, across Alaska, across Canada, and when it was finished, it started to go across Myrtle Beach and into the Atlantic Ocean. It was going the opposite direction. He said it was going to Cuba. I said, why was it going to Cuba? It's because the Chinese have a giant military and technology base in Cuba. And that's where it was going. Its job was done. He said, the job was done. Shooting it down meant nothing. Only thing we got out of it is destroyed technology that we tried to re-engineer. So it's crazy stuff, you know. So that thing was a lot more dangerous than people thought, and it got its job done. And, I mean, you look at Biden, how much confidence can you have? Afghanistan retreat, China balloon, and this crap. And we've got to have confidence that we're safe with this guy. Man, get him out of there. Trump should send Donnie Jr. or the Hulk or...
Anybody would be
anybody
better.
Into the White House, into the Oval Office, grab him by the head, drag him out, and get his ass out of there. Excuse my French. But anyway, let's take a break, and we'll come back, and Valerie has some important information for us.
Stimulating talk, breaking news. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The next round of rain will move in later on Sunday and into Sunday night. In the meantime, dry for the rest of the afternoon on this Saturday with temperatures close to 40. And then clouds will increase tonight with a low eventually dropping down to 30. Expect a cloudy Sunday tomorrow with a few late day showers popping up at a high of 41. Rain will increase in coverage tomorrow night with a low down to 39. And another round of showers for the start of the week Monday with a high of 51. Warmer on Tuesday with scattered showers at times and a high near 60. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member, NYSE FINRA SIPC.
The Temptations and the Four Tops. Friday, April 18th at the Lyric Baltimore. Celebrating 40 years of Temptations and Four Tops. Plus celebrating 60 years of the iconic hit My Girl. Reserve seats on sale now at etix.com and the Lyric box office.
If you're ready to retire or just thinking about retiring, Retire Smart Maryland Radio is your go-to. Now with another hour during the weekend, Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Saturdays at noon and again on Sundays at 2 p.m. Each week they'll answer your questions on how to thrive in today's stock markets. Retire Smart Maryland, your one-stop financial source for retiring smart. Retire Smart Maryland, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 2 p.m. Exclusively on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nightly, it's Red Eye Radio with Gary McNamara.
They're a mess right now. You think about across the board, the Democratic Party is a mess, led by their leader, who is a mess.
And Eric Harley.
incompetent mess.
Taking your calls on politics, social issues, and news of the day. Don't miss a show.
Red Eyed Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Stay connected and informed. Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Now, back to Super Citizen Radio with Pat and Valerie McDonough on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, everybody. We are into our favorite season, Hanukkah. No, I don't know. When is Hanukkah? Hanukkah's early
it's
in December.
It's the same day, I believe, as Christmas.
No, it's early this year.
No, it's Christmas Day.
It's Christmas Day.
Oh, it is Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. What do I know? But anyway, there is another, I could call it a mysterious story, like the drones thing. When I say that, what I mean is it's something big that's affecting the people, particularly the taxpayers, and it's very detrimental to people. It's very detrimental to this area, and nobody knows about it, and not much is being done about it, and at some point it's going to explode on the people of Maryland. Now, the Baltimore Sun, since it's been taken over by David Smith and Armstrong Williams, is beginning to do some good work in investigative reporting. And they are onto this story. We have touched on it a little bit. And you'll have to listen to this show in the future on Saturday nights in order to get the full revelation and the full story, because what I'm about to talk about, this growing scandal, is going to affect your pocketbook, and it's going to affect your neighborhood, and it's going to affect drugs in the greater Baltimore area, in Metro Baltimore. Here's what I'm getting about. Mayor Brandon Scott and his friend and buddy, Governor Wes Moore, are terrible politicians and terrible leaders, and they're doing a lot of stuff that's going to blow this state up and bankrupt it, but also socially and culturally is going to make the state an even more dangerous place. But Brandon Scott got $600 million on rescue money from the rescue fund related to the epidemic, $600 million, and he spent that money in some very curious ways. We've talked about it, and we're not going to talk about that, but this guy's getting a lot of money. There's an organization called, I think, the Youth Organization in Baltimore City, which was passed stupidly by the people of Baltimore City as a referendum on the charter, and it now exists like a department in the Baltimore City government, and it gets millions and millions of dollars, and there's no supervision, no oversight, no audit, and no control of the money, and the mayor has been using the money for all kinds of bad things. He's been using the $600 million, he's been using this youth thing, and now, he has a lawsuit against a major drug company, a major pharmaceutical company, for $600 million. And it looks like the city is going to win this lawsuit. So here we go again with the mayor getting a tremendous windfall of money. And he is going to be in total control of this money. Now, I don't have enough authority and influence to get this story out to everybody. But I'm going to tell you, this is a major story. But the Baltimore Sun and Fox 45 are working on this story. And all of this money he has and what he's going to do with $600 million in reference to fighting drugs. Now, this mayor is not into locking people up. He's not into going after gangs. He's not into that kind of tough stuff. He's into other things, like creating nonprofits. And he's into something really crazy. And he's going to have the money and power to do it. I can tell you, unless the people stand up, and I hope that the Baltimore Sun and Fox 45, and I have a feeling they're going to do this. They're going to expose this whole scandal, because this is really harmful to the people. And also, I want to remind you, and I'll remind you every week, when President Trump takes over, we're going to have a new U.S. attorney for the state of Maryland. You say, well, who cares, Pat? The new U.S. attorney is going to be a Republican conservative, and for the first time in 4 years, Scott and Wes Moore are going to have somebody who's a new sheriff in town looking at them. And I think that's a good thing. But anyway, Valerie, you looked up, did some research, and you found out one of the ideas that this mayor wants to use, and this governor supports it, and he's got the money and power to do it. So what's the idea?
Okay, well, the idea is to have an open drug consumption site in Baltimore
City.
This
is a building or a place or a school where people can go and do drugs.
And do drugs, yeah. And the truth of the matter is, you know, they said that this drug treatment center...
It's not really treatment, though.
It's not really treatment, okay? But it's going to be a safe place that if they want to buy drugs or do drugs...
Get needles,
get anything they want.
Get opium.
If they want to do them on the spot, if they want to do these drugs on the spot, they can do them right in this facility. And he basically...
Legally.
Legally. He basically got this from watching the television show The Wire. Now, what's really important about this... Mayor Joke wants to do is that they want to open it up at 6 different places, and there's already a bill in Annapolis put out by Senator Shelley Hellerman.
She's a left-wing commie who believes in Section 8 housing for Baltimore County. She's a nutcase.
Well, she already put the bill in Annapolis, so this is something that we're all going to have to keep watching to look for these drug houses that are going to be cropping up.
They'll be in geographically. She's Baltimore County.
Wait a minute.
No, she's Baltimore City.
Wait a minute. They're going to enable 6 different sites around the state. 2 urban, 2 suburban, and 2 rural.
Hello, Middle River.
Yeah. Now, that's just starting. And you know when you get 2, 4, 6, you're going to get
that's
8,
just
10,
the start,
12.
Yeah. You got $600 million.
Now, yeah. Well, wait a minute. Guess who's funding part of this program, and guess who Scott was talking to?
Uncle George?
Uncle George Soros. Yeah. Yeah. Now, they're going to have... Now, how this works out, it's kind of like Michelle. She sits behind a glass window, and she's sitting there watching what we're doing, and we're watching what she's doing. Well, they're going to have these people that are nurses and trained professionals to watch them. But who's going to be watching the professionals? You know, you can have somebody that is a nurse.
Well, let me tell you what's going to happen. I make a prediction.
Yeah.
Remember what I just said about that youth fund that the city has that he's abusing?
Mm-hmm.
He's sending people on trips to New Orleans. He's sending people on trips to Las Vegas. And that's taxpayers' money.
Yeah.
And the one trade sent 100 people, 100 activists. And the 100 activists, they paid for their hotel rooms, first class. They paid for all 3 meals. And they got $100 a day for transportation. All taxpayers' money. And they paid one person to go down there to teach them yoga. And they paid another person to go down there. They gave her $7,000 to do a story, to tell stories.
This reminds me of Safe Streets.
It's exactly like same type of program.
2.0.
Now, the thing about it...
Now, I will tell you this. The state government under O'Malley and all the rest of them, except Hogan, they've been introducing this bill for years. They've been trying to have these safe houses. Because drugs, what you people... See, you people, you know, you're clinging to your guns and Bibles... You're Walmart people, okay? You don't understand if you were as intelligent, if you had the visionaryism of these gifted folks, okay? You would understand that this is the drug thing is about health. It's a health issue. So we let these people go in. You know, it reminds me of those movies you used to see where people were in India and China, and they were smoking their pipes, and they were laying around in the rooms with the smoke. That's what we are creating. Now, the question I have is there any requirements that the folks that are in this health issue, on this addiction, is there any requirement when they go in there and they use their heroin that they must sign up for a treatment program? No. No, there's none of that. Is there any requirement for some kind of education program? No. Is there any criminal solution? No crime. It's not a crime. Is there any intelligence involved? Do we get their names? Oh, no, you don't know their names. Are we going to follow them? Are they with a gang? Are they a distributor? What's the deal? Can anybody come in? How old can they be? How many drugs? Is it wide open? You know, we're going to legalize everything if you go to this building. This building is like a world unto itself, where the rest of the world it's not legal, but here it's legal. So this is liberal left-wing mental insanity. And Uncle George Soros, we have Uncle Sam, this is Uncle George, he's taken over America. His sick brain created 70 prosecutors across America, including George Ragg up in New York, who indicted Mr. Penny, a hero, and indicted President Trump, another hero, and that goofball out in California, and Mosby, our little Marilyn Mosby, what a sweetheart that was. And George Soros hates America. He wants to destroy America. He's a billionaire worth $68 billion, $20 billion given out to all these organizations to elect out of the 70 prosecutors, the Soros prosecutor, 40 have been thrown out of office. They've been unelected on reelection. In San Francisco, they recalled that bum and threw him out. And the one in Los Angeles who was worse than the San Francisco guy, they just unelected him. The one in San Francisco, his mother and father were both communist professors. Just like Jamie Raskin, his father was a communist professor. These people are left-wing, hating free enterprise, hating freedom, and they want to impose upon this country every weapon, whether it's environmental extremism, whether it's open borders, whether it's taxes and spending, whether it's reduce the military, whether it's destroy the healthcare system, whether it's give drugs to everybody. But that's it. Now, that money, see, you got to connect the dots. Valerie did the research. I know this thing because I was in a legislature for 20 years. I know this bit is, this theory has been around. And the most important thing she said was six little villages takes a village, you know.
And what was interesting,
it's going to be a lot more.
Now, what was interesting about this, back in 2022, George Soros and the Open Society that was in Maryland at that time, but they have since moved out.
It was the only full-time office in the country.
They actually took legislators from Maryland up to New York to visit this treatment center, and nobody knew about it. Nope. I can tell you right now, no Republican legislators went up.
Well, let me tell you. The Open Society, the Ann B. Casey Foundation, all of these organizations, the Ann E. Casey Foundation, the Open Society Foundation, all of these gigantic foundations that have millions and billions, and in Soros' case, billions, here's the scandal, here's the stunt they're pulling in the greater Baltimore area. And as I said, thank God the Baltimore Sun has changed now with Armstrong Williams. It's changing slowly. And they have an investigative unit now with Fox 45. And the investigative unit, I'll tell you the name of it in a minute, but the investigative unit is connecting the dots. Now, I'll connect it. Let me tell you something, folks. If you listen to this program, you don't hear this anywhere else. You can tune into 100 talk shows in Maryland, and you will not hear what Valerie and I and Michelle are telling you. You're not going to hear this stuff. That's why when I tell you, I say, if you listen to 10 straight super citizen radio shows, you are qualified for a PhD in truth. And that's what I mean by that, okay? But that $600 million rescue money, the mayor created a whole bunch of little nonprofits, baby nonprofits, more than half of them based on race. Everyone was young kids in trouble, let's help. Hey, let's eliminate race from youth. They all have different names. They all have a president. They all have a treasurer. And you know, when you apply, and you people out there who know about nonprofits, when you apply for a nonprofit, it takes 6 months to a year to get the okay from the federal government. So when somebody gives you money, they can get a tax break. But you know what happened? George Soros and the Anne E. Casey Foundation and these other foundations, they adopted the baby nonprofits. Legally, they can do this. So hundreds of baby nonprofits sucking up all of this taxpayers' money from the rescue money were created, and they could immediately give tax breaks to Michelle or me or anybody when we wanted to give them $500. They didn't have to wait 6 months or a year like all the rest of you mortals. Okay? So all there are hundreds of baby nonprofits in Baltimore City. Now, the mayor just ran for re-election, right? We'll just limit the number to 100. If there were 100 nonprofits in Baltimore City, nonprofits cannot contribute money to political campaigns. But a nonprofit can attend your fundraiser. They can buy a $500 ticket, okay? And you have a president of a nonprofit, and you have an executive board. You have five people running the nonprofit. Five times 100 is 500. Now, if 500 people who got money from the mayor, millions of dollars, if 500 of those people gave the mayor $1,000 each for his reelection campaign, he got $500,000. I think he got millions. Okay? So that's the racket. That's the scandal. And it's all legal to a great extent. But now he's going to take that $650 million from the lawsuit, and he's going to create the same system to fight drugs. They won't hire one cop, they won't hire one prosecutor, they won't hire one researcher to fight drugs, but they'll put these safe houses, and like Valerie said, she is a Nostradamus, but she's a female Nostradamus. Her prediction is 100% right. Those five will translate into 50, and they'll be everywhere. And they will promote drug consumption, drug addiction, and they will make Maryland a hell. It's already a hell, and it's going to get worse. But that's the scheme. That's the game. Now, you heard it here. You're not going to hear that anywhere. If you read the Baltimore Sun, Joe Huff and some of the other reporters are getting into this. And they're doing us, and I'm trying to do you a favor to tell you what's coming. Between the gas and electric crisis, between the sales tax on services that's coming in the next session, between the crime, adult and juvenile, and between this drug issue, they are tearing a Maryland down into nothing. They are destroying this state. So these are some of the things you've got to look out for. Now, tell your friends, tell your family. This show is only on for an hour. We only have an hour of power for truth. Tune into this program. Tell people to tune into this program because you're going to hear things. Now, Valerie, your Facebook, not everybody can listen to the show from 8 till 9, but it's on 24 hours a day on your Facebook. Mm-hmm. Now, how do they go to your Facebook?
Valerie McDonough.
They just go on Facebook
all
to Valerie McDonough.
All they do is look McDonough. At Valerie McDonough. What you will see is a picture of our 9/11 ceremony. As soon as you go there, you'll see a picture of me, and in back of it, you'll see a bunch of our firefighters, our volunteer firefighters.
Different projects.
And a whole bunch of people in back of them. Many people come out, 300 people at a time. And you'll see.
How do they get to the show? When they go to your Facebook?
Just hit the link.
It's a link there.
It's a link.
It says Super Citizen Radio with Pat and Valerie McDonough. All right, well, thank you very much. We appreciate your tuning in. We hope we've been helpful. We hope we've educated you. We hope we've informed you. Always remember, truth and knowledge guarantee freedom. If you know the truth and you have the right knowledge and it's honest, you will fight for freedom. Keep the faith and keep punching.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is...